If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Nostalgia Stories, WGN sister station Antenna TV spoke with the lead singer of The Tubes, Fee Waybill. Listen as we chat with Fee about The Tubes. Who are The Tubes' biggest influences?
David Bowie was one of my huge influences. We actually are doing a Suffragette City in the set tonight. And I mean, back in the old days when we lived in San Francisco, I would like shave my eyebrows like in Ziggy Stardust days, shave off my eyebrows, dye my hair red to look like David Bowie. And I was a big fan, more I think theatrically than musically. Although I loved all the music, my influences were all very theatrical throughout my life. But musically, we were huge fans of Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band. I saw him quite a few times. Jimi Hendrix was like a god. I saw Jimi Hendrix 5 times. I saw Jimi Hendrix open for the Monkees. I think because we're so diverse and our albums are so diverse, it's a lot of times it's hard for people to peg us, you know, they're a rock band, or they're a theater band, or they're a glam band, or they're a punk band, or they're whatever. It's kind of our style to satirize, parody, all kinds of different styles of music.
How did The Tubes form?
I had dropped out of school. I was a hippie, and I was living in northern Arizona, and I had no money, and I was actually working for a cattle rancher. I was a cowboy. I started as a cowboy. And I was actually riding the range, and I grew up on a horse. My family had horses in Scottsdale, so I could ride. And I was a broke-ass hippie. I still remember I had 8 cents in my pocket for like a month. This was in a town called Jerome, which is a ghost town in northern Arizona, where it used to be a big copper mine there, and the copper mine, you know, sucked out all the copper. Then they left. And all of these hippies from Phoenix decided we'd move up and move into the miner's shacks. Roger had a band in Phoenix called the Red, White, and Blues Band. And they used to come up with their gear on the weekend. Because here we are, a bunch of hippies living, you know, walking around. You know, we lived in this little cabin. We moved down to a cabin by a creek, Sycamore Creek. So we had this big swimming hole, and we had, you know, oh, it was so great. And they would come up with their gear, and they'd set their gear up, bring a generator, and they'd set it up and just play to nobody, play to the desert. It was unbelievable. It was so great. At one point, Prairie got a scholarship to the San Francisco Art Institute. After his senior year of high school, instead of going to college, he was going to go to the Art Institute. And he said, well, I gotta go. And I got a scholarship. And so Roger went, okay, well, let's just move to San Francisco then. I don't want to break up the band, so we're moving. So they asked me to come along. Little did I know that I was going to be the schlep at that point. I was driving the truck, cooking the dinner, hauling the gear. I had no clue about equipment. Absolutely no clue technically whatsoever. I knew enough to turn the ON switch to the ON position. That was it. And so we moved to San Francisco and started doing gigs and playing. And at one point, another band from San Francisco, Bill Spooner's band, The Beans, they moved up because of us telling them how great it was. And we eventually merged the two bands together. And that became The Tubes.
What was touring with David Bowie like?
We toured with him once. It was in 1983. It was we had a hit with She's a Beauty. And it went very high. I don't think it ever made it to number one. I think it was number two on the Billboard Hot 100. Well, I don't think we've ever made it to number one. Yet. And Bowie was touring on the Serious Moonlight album. And we did a tour of mostly football stadiums. I mean, it was across Canada, and every night was either a baseball or a football stadium. Well, in Canada, they don't really have baseball, so it was mostly football stadiums. So every night, it was 75,000 people. And it was Bowie, The Tubes, and the opening act was Peter Gabriel. Oh, man. It was such a great tour. We had so much fun. And Bowie loved us and would, you know, and he said, you know, do your show. It wasn't like, oh, you're the opening act. You get the 3 feet in front of the stage. You know, he let us have the dancers and the show and we put up our set. And I mean, it was so cool. It was so cool. And we had he had a sushi chef on the road. So every night we had fresh sushi in whatever town we were in. And it's Canada, so, you know, it's cold and there's fish everywhere. And, oh, my God, it was so great. And he really liked us. He really was a fan of us. We had September 17th was my birthday, and he had a party for me at the Four Seasons or the Fairmont, I can't, some hotel. And we were playing San Francisco, playing Oakland Coliseum. And it was so just spectacular. It was so great.
What was recording with Captain Beefheart like?
We got Beefheart to come in to record with us, which was quite an experience. And he brought his sax and just played on Kathy's Clone, and he was so whacked. I mean, he came in, you know, wearing the top hat and the little goatee and the, you know, and we played him the song like one time, Kathy's Clone. I'm not Kathy, I'm Kathy's Clone. And he kind of went, oh, and he just started squealing, just going wild, you know, and we just recorded everything. You know, from the time he walked into the door, we started recording, and he would say stuff like, you know, I've got 500 songs in a trunk. Really? And, really? Okay, well, I mean, I'm not sure what that meant, you know, but he would say weird. Oh, he was weird. And he was a great artist, you know. God, the guy was so out there.
How did the She's a Beauty video come about?
You know, the thing with She's a Beauty was they censored it totally. That wasn't the video we wrote. We had this whole... Did you ever see that movie called Freaks? And it was about a bunch of geeks at a Freed show. You know, the sausage boy and the chicken woman and the bearded lady. And the whole... Our original storyboard for She's a Beauty was a sideshow with geeks. And they wouldn't let us do it. They said, no, this is too weird. This is too weird. This is a big song. It's going to be a big hit. MTV won't play it. It's too weird. And so we ended up doing the thing we did with the boy and the little cart thing going through like a video game or a ride at a carnival or a ride at a Disneyland or something. MTV was way too censored for me, you know.
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at WGNRadio.com/AntennaTV. Or for video versions of this podcast, go to YouTube.com/AntennaTV.